Well, Lisa Singer, your show opens this Friday at the Art Base in Basalt, and all of the paintings you have in this show are based on storms. And first, I want to get at why that inspires you, why you chose to paint these figures in nature.
Yeah. Well, nature's awesome and storms are awesome. I'm always moved by them, and I do like to paint things that I'm moved by, of course. But for me, the storm is more like a metaphor for all the types of storms that I feel are around us in weather, in society, in relationships. I feel like we're in particularly stormy times right now in a lot of ways. And I wanted to work with that. I wanted to work into it and through it. I wanted to be illuminated by working with it.
Was there a moment when you kind of maybe collected or came to a realization that we are maybe living in dark times, and this is how you wanted to kind of express that?
Yeah, there was a time it kind of hit me like a storm. Exactly right about the beginning of January this year, if you're speaking literally about a time, January this year, I really wanted to focus on that feeling. It wasn't particularly dark in January. Well, of course, it was dark in January, literally, but it wasn't a horrible time. It was just a time when I felt like between the environment and politics and winter and some aspects of relationships in my own personal life, things felt very stormy and dark, if you will.
And you've talked about how these storms and these paintings are a metaphor for you to be able to kind of return to a calm, safe place, like the houses or the boats or the windmills. And is there a time where, in making these paintings, when you were able to do that?
Yeah, with each painting, I experienced that in that I would create the object. Well, there's several layers and processes in each painting, but there was a process of sort of safety and storming, and safety and calm and peace and joy, if you will, in creating these objects. And then I would go into this stormy sort of laying down and taking up, sort of like putting it down, taking it up, creating these layers.
What does that mean?
Literally putting down paint, letting it dry a little bit, rubbing some off. I've come to believe that painting is as much about what you don't have there or what you take away as what you put down.
And I want to talk about, too, the diversity of the subjects in your pieces and what each object in particular kind of means to you. Because looking at them, they're all visually pretty similar. You know, there's a storm and then there's an object in it. But I want to kind of get at what those different things mean to you.
Each one seems to be a slightly, well, a very kind of different feeling sense or emotion. For example, Midwest Pressure Drop is a Midwestern type stormy scene of a windmill, sort of in this desolate landscape with the sun, I would say, going down. For me, each object holds its own feeling. Each painting, even though they're very, in a sense, similar, to me, they're very different because there's a different sense of safety, and there's a different sense of the of the danger or the storming that's going on.
Now, you've told me that when you create these paintings, you literally work on the floor. You're on your hands and knees, smearing paint around.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to hear from you if there is a link between how you create something and what you create.
Yes. I would say that the storm is embodied within me. When I paint it, I am storming. My heart is beating fast. I am very physical. There's a lot of different movements and different directions I'm coming from. There's a prevailing wind, so to speak. I essentially embody the subject matter in the process. So it's very interesting you ask that question. It's a very, and when I'm painting my subjects, it's a lovely moment. There are many moments, but of painting that object and just feeling the serenity and the safety for me. It's very tactile and cellular almost.
Do you think you could have come up with the same result if you were working off of a stand or an easel, maybe?
Well, I do put the paintings up on a wall, so I am working with it vertically as well as horizontally, depending on what I need to do. If I need to get very close to it, I'm too old to spend my time on the floor on my knees, so I have to change it up and move them around. I love that process even of picking up the canvas and holding it and carrying it and placing it on the wall and then deciding it needs to come back down on the floor. It's almost like a dance or a little wrestling match that we're doing that I'm doing with each painting.
All right, Lisa Singer, thank you very much for speaking with us today.
Thank you so much.